And we're joined by Vandals wrestling coach Patrick Myers. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm not doing too bad. The sun is shining, and we're getting ready for our annual car wash.
Yep, just talked a little bit about that a moment ago, the car wash coming up here in just a bit. Obviously, there's a lot of things go into the wrestling season, and one of them is to have the funds for the travel, for the equipment, for the food, for all those things, and this just helps defer a little bit of that, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. We have a great support system with us, with the Vandal Moms. They really do a great job, and we have good numbers to help do this car wash and any other things that they need to do.
Well, Coach, first off, we haven't spoken since you officially became the head wrestling coach. First off, congratulations on that, and I know you got to be very excited and getting ready to go on this pretty quick.
Thank you very much. It is tough to not have Coach Clay with me, and we have just the best connection, and he was my biggest mentor, and learning from him, there's no other person I'd rather learn more about wrestling than he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you got a chance to work with him for several years, so that helps. It's never easy for a while when you turn to talk to somebody else, but they're not there anymore and you're the main guy. It is different, isn't it?
Whenever we're screaming the exact same thing, whenever matches happen, that's the connection that you just don't get with everyone else.
Well, Coach, talk about taking over this program. It's a great program. You've been a part of it for several years now and seen it and helped build it, taking over this program. It's big shoes to fill, and it's a challenge too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Vandalia Wrestling is known about wrestling and their history with, state placements, and just Coach Clay left me with, in a good spot. There's kids coming up. The junior high has been doing great. We have a younger class. The junior class is pretty tough, and we're excited about the season coming up.
Absolutely, and I know, like you mentioned, numbers, and that's been something that's you guys have had really good numbers the past several years. I think that's got a lot to do with the junior high program getting going, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Coach Mabry started that, and whenever he was still a teacher, and he had great numbers. I mean, he was a great recruiter in that aspect. And then they're still pulling great numbers. So, that feeder program in the elementary is, doing fantastic as well. They got about 90 kids itself. So, the future is bright for Vandalia Wrestling.
Well, Coach, for folks that don't know, tell us a little bit more about your background in wrestling before you became a Vandals coach.
Well, originally I'm from Pennsylvania. I got a scholarship to come out to SIUE, where I wrestled for 5 years, redshirted 1 year. Met my wife, who's originally from Vandalia, and the rest is history. I was a three-time state qualifier in high school. I hold the most wins in my high school career with 140, and I had 24 losses. But I did pretty good nationally as far as some tournaments, going to Fargo, going to NHSCAs. It's been a while since I've competed like that, so I'm just looking forward to being a teacher now.
Yeah, absolutely. There comes a point when it's like, nope, the body can't do it anymore. So
I'm starting to realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talking about that, I mean, bringing that aspect to it, you've been there. That helps when you're talking to the kids, because you've been there, you've been on the mat. So when you're talking to them and working with them, hey, they know that. They know that you've been in that place yourself before in the past.
Yes, sir. I mean, I don't think there's anything that I haven't endured that these kids possibly can't. I like to be as close to them as I possibly can, being their coach, but, just being there for a listening ear if they're having, tough times, struggling with, grades or anything that, could affect their performance in any way. I'm always there to listen and, talk about my experiences with it and, hopefully get them to the top level that they need to be at.
It's more than just wrestling, isn't it? Especially with high school kids.
It really is.
Well, Coach, you know, looking at this back at this past season, and I know it didn't end quite the way you guys wanted it to, but, man, what a whale of a season that was. Just some of the greatest experiences you could ever go through, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, we as a whole, you know, pushed ourselves a little differently the past off season, you know, doing a lot of freestyle and Greco and, you know, taking the team to Kentucky for a camp and then eventually wrestling them in a dual meet at the beginning of the year. We tried to do, you know, just something different with, you know, this group of people that are just, you know, learning and, you know, getting better as they go. And, you know, I'm just hoping they continue to buy into this program because, you know, last year was ours for the taking. I think it was it was a tough draw in the finals with Cole City. I think, you know, a couple matches didn't go our way, and, you know, we didn't bounce back. But I just hope the kids continue to stay hungry, you know, because we do have a team that should be state champs material. And, you know, as long as we keep working hard and, you know, as long as everything just goes right, you know, as far as injuries, you know, I think this could be our year also.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's one thing to be good, and there's another thing when you look at a team and say, hey, we got a shot to win it all, because you kind of do take a little bit different mindset in the off season, don't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I know that some of these kids have other sports as well, you know, track and baseball and anything else that's going on. You know, anytime that they get a chance to get in the mat or get in the room and, you know, get a little extra mat time, you know, it does go a long way.
You know, talking about other sports, and I know Coach Clay's always been a believer, competing at other sports just helps you no matter what, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, football especially. I know he's been the head football coach and wrestling coach, so it went hand in hand with him, and I hope to continue to work closely with him with that because, I mean, you look at NFL stars, you know, they were wrestlers back in their high school days. Mm-hmm. So it really does go hand in hand as far as those two sports.
Well, Coach, like you said, that you've got the kind of team that that can make a good run this coming year. And that the other thing about it is you guys go out, you wrestle the best teams in the state from the top to the bottom. The Cole Cities, the Marion Central Catholics, you're up at the Abe's Rumble, you're up at Princeton. I mean, you guys see the best, so you know what you're ready for when it comes to state.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's the good thing about our schedules. We do have a good mix. You know, as far as who we see, you know, the Abe's Rumble is a huge opportunity to see, like, the top 1A teams. And, you know, we had a chance to just see everyone, Marion Central, like you said, Cole City. And, you know, just our schedule in general is really tough. You know, I mean, we're adding a couple new teams this next year with Coach Clay and I. We're talking. So, you know, just going to continue to, you know, work as hard as we can and, you know, just hopefully get them ready by the end of the year.
Well, you know, Coach Clay was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and Coach Exton, the coach before him, was. So that's pretty big shoes to come into, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, congratulations to those guys because it is well-deserved. The hours that they put in to this sport, I mean, people just don't realize it, especially with Coach Clay. You know, I didn't get to really coach with Exton, but just seeing what Coach Clay had to go through, I mean, he not only does he do his job as AD and, you know, football coach, but as far as wrestling, there's just endless hours, you know. Not only you got the practices, we're traveling, but he's worrying about grades, you know, just making sure kids are staying on top of them. And weight management is another thing that we have to, you know, really pay attention to, and he did a great job. And, you know, I hope I am able to fill those shoes one day, you know, because he's very well respected. And, you know, like I said, he's my mentor, and I hope to, you know, make him happy about how I'm running the wrestling program now.
Well, Coach, I did want to mention too that your family, you guys have added to the family recently. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Baby girl, Avery.
Well, you got to get her wrestling too, right? So,
I'm working on it slowly. You know, I don't know if Katie will let me, but we'll see what happens in about 5 years.
Very good. Well, I appreciate the time this morning, Coach. And just remind everybody about the car wash. Talk a little bit about it.
Yes, so this is one of our big fundraisers that we just established last year. We did very well. And like I said earlier, you know, this helps us send our kids to camp. You know, last year we were able to go to the Kentucky camp. This year we're still looking for a different camp. We'll see if we get enough participation for another camp, or, you know, like you said, this helps fund our wrestling throughout the season, you know, with meals, travel, lodge, anything that goes into wrestling. You know, this is what the money goes towards. So it's a beautiful day, and I hope to see a lot of cars today.
All right. Very good. Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.